The Radio Hustle with Alexis Conran, enemy of the con man on Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the show. It's 36 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Alexis Conran here on Talk Radio. Now, this is the last Radio Hustle that we're going to have. I'm afraid it's come to an end. All good things must come to an end. However, I am going to be back next week here on Talk Radio at 4 o'clock with a new show. What that show is going to be, well, you're going to have to tune in and find out. It's going to be very different to the Radio Hustle. Now, I am joined in the studio by Martin Bailey, whose book I just mentioned, The Useful Book of Gadget Gizmos and Apps. And for some reason, I don't know why, Tamer is also here with his feet up on the chair. Why are you here?
Oh, I just thought it might be good to listen to this live.
You need to speak.
I don't need
into
to speak
the mic.
Mic. Hey, I'm the producer. I don't need to do anything.
Just because it's our live show, you don't have to just, like, you know, behave like that. Anyway, just sit there and be quiet. Martin, welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's an absolute pleasure to have you. We need to get you nice and close into the mic. Perfect. Excellent. So, I do, again, I'm going to say, I know people are going to think that I've been, you know, paid to say good stuff about this book, but it's a fantastic little book because you really have done the job that all of us wish someone could do, because you read stuff about gadgets and you think, well, that sounds good, and you buy it, and then it's rubbish because it doesn't quite say what you think it's going to do. It doesn't quite do what you think it's going to do, or it doesn't live up to the expectations. But it seems to me you've gone out and you've basically done all the hard work for us.
Well, this book was born from I'm technology expert for friends and family, basically. So
yeah.
I'm the IT guy that everyone goes to when they've got a problem. You probably have the same issue yourself.
Yeah.
And so many people were calling me saying, what do I need to do this? How can I do that?
Yeah.
So there was a lot of gadgets that I already own or use or knew of that I already could put in the book. So about half of the book was stuff that
you were familiar with.
That I was very familiar with and used, you know, daily, weekly, whatever. And then the rest of it was just researching. I looked at different areas, you know, different hobbies, pastimes, and what might be a good gadget for that. So there's like golf items in here, tennis, that sort of stuff.
And there is a lot. I mean, you cover so many areas. I love the one. There's one in here.
Basically, everything that Alexi loves is in this book. That's the whole thing. Yeah. If you go to page 49, Alexi, you bang on about Waze all the time.
Page 49, where are we?
Yeah, yeah. So Waze is your kind of sat nav. I mean, these are alternative sat navs that are free. And we spoke about this before, didn't we, Martin?
We did. I mean, this has saved my bacon so many times. It's free. Waze is owned by Google.
It is owned by Google. So, you know, that confuses me because Google Maps is... I went off Waze for a bit because it made a couple of mistakes. I suppose it's... You shouldn't sort of...
You're so harsh.
I am harsh. I love this thing in here. I'm trying to find it again. Martin, we talked about it. You can jump start your car.
The Juno Jumper.
Yes.
Yeah, that's basically a battery. It's about the size of a plus-size mobile phone and maybe twice the thickness. 6,600 milliamp hours, so that will charge a phone 3-4 times.
Right.
But it also will jump-start a car up to about 2 litres in engine size.
That's fabulous. I mean, that's just kind of something to have in the car. We've been talking about CES.
Yes.
And we heard earlier from James, CES is not so much a sort of a here's a bunch of gadgets, but it's also sort of themes and very much the sort of the homes theme. What's the hot stuff? What should we be looking forward to in 2018 from CES?
Well, every year at CES, there's always lots of TVs, and this year they focused on the LG, the roll-up TV.
Yeah.
I guess you've already seen that, which was a 65-inch 4K OLED screen. Now, there's no pricing on that yet, and it may not even reach the home market this year.
Yeah.
So I think it might be more commercial. Samsung have their wall, and that was a 146-inch 4K screen.
Jeez.
And I believe it's bezel-less, so you can actually stitch them together to make a bigger wall.
Yeah. But it's weird, because as James said as well, you know, the 8K screens that have come out, well, it's all very well having an 8K screen, but no one's broadcasting in 8K.
No.
I mean, hardly anyone's broadcasting in 4K.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't get video games in 4K, though.
Oh, who cares about video games? Go back to sleep. I mean, the roll-up screen, again, I feel with all these things, it's like, is the fact that it's roll-up going to make me want to buy it? No. I feel if it's a bit of a gimmick. I mean, what's the benefit of a roll-up? It's not as... A TV's not something you're going to roll away every night.
No, it's not. And you can bet your bottom dollar it's going to be expensive as well.
Yeah.
a lot of money. At the moment, I guess when that comes out, it's probably going to be a five-figure sum. I'd hazard a guess.
Okay. What else you got there for us?
Well, one of the interesting trends I've seen was everything obviously getting smaller.
Yeah.
A company called Sigma Designs have got a new item called the Z-Wave 7000, which has a range of about 100 metres.
And what is that?
That is for home automation. So it's a home automation chip. So it can send signals out on devices up to 100 metres. So if you imagine you've got one on your garage door, I know that home automation is a concern on the security side of things, so I hope they've got that wrapped up quite nicely.
Yeah.
But it's got 10-year sensor life and multi-year battery life.
Wow.
So, you know, for 100 metres, because at the moment Bluetooth is a limit and that has a problem with walls and that sort of stuff. So that's quite interesting. Also, on the battery side of things, Qualcomm have brought out a system on a chip of Bluetooth which cuts the power requirements by about 65%. So if you imagine your wireless headphones, they're going to last like three times longer.
Wow.
With that chip. That's going to be pretty good. There's also some directional charging devices. There's a company called Osia, and they brought out a system called COTA, or COTA, I think it's pronounced. And if you imagine you can have a tile in your ceiling, which will charge devices directly underneath it. And I saw a picture of a little AA battery.
Yeah.
So imagine some devices in your home, like a TV remote control, etc.
Yeah.
Which never needs charging because it's constantly charged by something in your ceiling.
I wonder what that does to your brain. Or your testicles, indeed, Tamer.
We did talk about this. I mean, the thing is, sort of, things like that are never going to be implemented if they are in a frequency range that is going to be harmful for people using them.
Of course.
But having said that, we sometimes don't know what frequencies are doing what kind of damage and what it is. But we've got, look, the point of the matter is that there's Wi-Fi in your house anyway.
As a concept, out of all of these things that we've mentioned so far, I think the one that's definitely on its way is wireless charging.
Yeah.
It's already here.
It's going to be, you know, you can argue that roll-up screens are here because they exist, but I don't think they're going to catch on as much as, I think wireless charging, already we've gone, quite a lot of phones now demand Bluetooth headphones, so we're getting rid of the connection between the headphone and the phone.
Don't discard rolling up TVs, because rolling up TVs is just the prototype for something that's been in production and has been trying to become mainstream for more than a decade now, and that is newspapers. Digital newspapers that can be rolled up and folded up, so you don't have to have Kindles and iPads and all that kind of stuff.
But I think the reason,
so it's smart paper.
I think the reason I can't see a roll-up TV catching on, maybe I'm wrong, but I can't see a roll-up TV catching on, is because a TV is usually not a staple, but it's a centerpiece for living rooms.
This
sometimes
is coming from the guy that wants a projector, though. So if you're going to have a projector without a screen, without a wall, what would you have? You'd have a roll-down thing.
No, I'd quite like one of those. Have you had any experience with the throw-up projectors, the ones that you put in front of the wall?
Short throw,
yeah. Yeah.
Not directly. I've seen many of them around, though. But
they're getting better and they're getting smaller.
They
and they're
are.
Getting. And how about? By the way, is that the end of your list? Or do we have more in there?
Well, we have plenty more.
Give us a few more.
Well, there was a few announcements on laptops. Acer announced a laptop that was under 9 millimeters thick, and that's still got a decent processor in there. i7 processor, 14-inch screen, 10-hour battery life.
Wow.
It's not going to be cheap. It's about £1,600. One thing I saw this morning on one of the websites was Dell had bought out a new version of their XPS 13. I think it's available now. It's about $1,000 starting price. But they've made the case out of glass fiber.
Hey?
Yeah. So it's very strong.
Right.
And it won't mark. And someone actually drew over it with a Sharpie and they managed to get it all off.
Oh, wow.
So, I mean, let's face it. Everyone's got a laptop which after a year really looks like it's been in the wars.
Yes.
And to have something which will really withstand that sort of abuse, I think is pretty good.
Can I give you... Just this is completely random. You know how you're talking about a Sharpie?
Yeah.
Do you know how to take Sharpies off? So if somebody marks something on a surface that is like a whiteboard or that is kind of a glossy surface, there is a trick to taking off permanent markers.
Are you allowed to say it
out loud? Yes, I am. Okay. You get a whiteboard marker and you go over the permanent marker and the chemical breakdown in the whiteboard marker breaks down the permanent marker ink and you can wipe it off.
If this is an elaborate hoax,
it's not.
I go mark something with a permanent marker, I put my whiteboard marker and it doesn't come off, you are paying for it.
Try it on your wife's iPad.
Yeah, that's a good idea. Okay, yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
Right,
shut up.
Yeah, be quiet. More?
Yeah, there's always more. One of the things I've seen a growing trend in is obviously health-related tech.
Yes.
Nokia have brought out a sleep sensor, which is a pad that you put under your bed, and obviously it monitors your sleep.
Yeah.
But interestingly, it links to the website If This Then That. And this allows you to basically string commands together for home automation. So when the sleep sensor sees that you're waking up, it can turn the heating on.
See, okay.
And when it sees that you go to bed, it can turn the heating and the lights off automatically.
Right. And it can, or if it sees you're waking up, it can instruct your kettle to go on.
Exactly.
And all that kind of stuff. See, that... Martin, does all any of this stuff worry you?
Yes.
If you're a tech guy.
Yes.
I like tech, but as much as I like it, I do not want some server somewhere knowing what time I'm going to bed and what time I'm getting up. I don't know. I mean, a lot of people might kind of make a strong argument to say, so what?
You wear an Apple Watch.
I do wear an Apple Watch.
It knows everything.
It doesn't know everything because I limit what I want it to know and what I don't, because I take interest in what I'm, I don't just wear it. But do you worry about that stuff?
Yes, I do. And going back to your Apple Watch comment, there was a guy that I think he got convicted for a murder because his Apple Watch corroborated that his heart rate showed exertion.
There we go. Yeah.
And wow. He was dragging a body up a hill or something at the particular time. And the Apple Watch was used to as part of a complete case, not exclusively, but as part of the complete case to prove his guilt.
Well, we covered on this show when Amazon were forced to release information about an Amazon Echo, which was part of a murder investigation. Out of interest, do you have Amazon Echo or Google Home?
That's about the only
you do have it.
Smart thing that I'll have in my house.
Out of interest, what do you use it for? I mean, I just wouldn't know what to use it for.
It replaced the DAB radio that we were having problems getting signal for in our kitchen.
Right, okay.
And it's just something in the kitchen. It's handy because, obviously, if you're preparing food, you've got dirty hands or whatever, you can't turn the radio on or turn it over easily.
Okay.
You can just set a timer. So it's really radio and timer, and that's it.
Right. You don't ask it sort of existential questions?
Rarely. Very rarely.
Apparently there's a whole Easter egg full of questions.
Oh, there are, yeah.
Star Wars related questions and all kinds of...
The best one is if you ask Siri... Oh, I think I showed you this, didn't I?
Well, I don't know. We're live on the radio.
Scaramouche, will you do the Fantango?
And what happens?
And Siri just finishes the song.
Does he?
Yeah. She.
I'm just not so sure about all this home tech. Like, we were talking about the Ambient, and I've been looking on their website, and it's wonderful stuff. And there's half of me goes, I want to have all of that.
Yeah.
All of that, I want it. And the other half says, you'd be insane. The security compromise of all of that is crazy.
Yeah, I agree. One of the things I would do if I were to go down that road is a lot of routers these days actually have guest routers, guest networks. So you have your home network with your PCs and everything on there sharing information between each other. And you can set up a separate ring-fenced Wi-Fi network. So I would at least put any home automation on that. So if they're trying to get into a network, then at least everything else is safe.
That is a very good idea. I have not heard of that idea before, and I think that's a really smart idea.
Yeah,
that's a very, very smart idea, because that's the thing. You've got all these devices on that one network. All you need is one device to be compromised, and the whole network goes down.
Yeah.
Let's talk a little bit more about your book, which I have fallen in love with. This is second edition. So when was this one sort of written and done?
Well, that came out back end of November.
Okay.
So just in time for Christmas, of course.
Of course.
Did very well. The first edition was the year previous, around a similar sort of time.
Okay. And what kind of possessed you to write it? Were you into tech always? Was just the thing?
Well, I mean, I was a Sinclair child. I sold my Scalextric set to buy a Sinclair ZX81. So, Sir Clive Sinclair, if you're listening, thank you very much. And, I went on to Spectrum, a BBC from there, and then into PCs. But I've always loved tech. Now I work for two software companies, so I'm involved with tech every single day, which is fantastic, in the manufacturing sectors.
Mm-hmm.
And, it was just really a case of... In fact, if we roll back to about 2003, I wrote my first book, which was actually on marketing. And that was born because I was backing up my hard drive one day, and I had all these different articles that I provided to... I work for a software company that has a dealer network. I was writing all these articles, like how to create a press release, all that sort of stuff. And I thought, I've got the makings of a book here. And I said that to my wife, and she actually thought, well... She looked at me as if I just said, I'm going to go out and mow the lawn. It's like, okay, dear, you get on with that. And about a year later, the book came out, did very well, and I went on, and this is now my eighth book. And again, this was just born from the idea that, you know, people came to me for advice on how do I do this, or you know, what gadget do I need for that. So I thought, well, I'll put it down. And every page or every gadget is covered on two pages. And as Tamer has said to me before, it's a very good toilet read, apparently.
Hey, look, I'm being complimentary.
High praise.
I'm being complimentary.
High praise.
It's a great book because it's something you can dip into and dip out of.
No, it's not. Every page that you spring into, you go, oh, I want to read that. I mean, I've just opened randomly Fault Find Your Wi-Fi. I've often needed to do that to find out what on earth is going wrong. But you provide sort of a really, it is, as you said, it's a two-page guide. There's no waffle in there. Completely free office suite. Yeah, LibreOffice. I used to use that bit of software, especially if you're on a Mac. That's very useful if you can't get the office suite.
Well, I have to say, given that you are such a gadget geek, I was a little bit nervous about coming in here today because obviously you might say, well, I've seen that, I've seen that, I've seen that. So I was actually hoping that you'd say, oh, that's stuff that I haven't seen.
There's a lot on here that I haven't seen. Well, the Wallet Ninja that you very kindly brought in. This is the 1.5 millimeter multi-tool that is the shape of a credit card, and it's got so many functions on it. But I love all this stuff. By the way, the book is called The Useful Book of Gadget Gizmos and Apps, second edition, by Martin Bailey. I'm sure you can get it online.
You can get it from Amazon.co.uk. It's $12.99. There's also a dedicated website, theusefulbookofgadgets.com.
Fantastic. So do you sort of update and sort of do stuff up there and put all the latest tech that you fall in love with?
You can catch me on Twitter as well. I'm always doing reviews of hardware and software, etc.
Where can we find you on Twitter?
The Martin Bailey.
At the Martin Bailey. Martin, it's been an absolute pleasure having you in, and you're in the last ever Radio Hustle.
I'm honoured, thank you.
You are, you know, but I'm sure that we will be speaking again.